Sota Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey, 5-5, the last of the Perik. It's another drush that happened on the Bovayom, on the day of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. This is nothing to do with Sota, it's not Rabbi Akiva anymore. Presumably the only reason why this drusha, of the many drushas that happened on that day, is mentioned here in our Mishnah, is that the last part of the Mishnah will say, like, similarly to what we had in the second Mishnah of the Perik, if only Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was here to hear this drusha. So because of that, the very same terminology. So, because of that, we have the drasha here. It says, Bova Yom, on that day, Darash Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus made the following drasha. Now, just so you shouldn't think there's some typos over here going on, Rabbi Akiva's teachers were two of the five famous Talmidim of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. One was named Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. One was named Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hanania. This Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus is not a garbled Masorah. It's a different person. This is a different Yehoshua than the Yehoshua ben Hananiah. It's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus. And it turns out, according to Rashi, Tiferes Yisrael brings, this actually, Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, in fact, was a Talmud there of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, so when the Mishnah says Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua, normally, it's referring to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananiah, who actually features in our Mishnah, but this isn't him. Okay, so this Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus made the following drasha. Now he said, listen, that lo avad Iov es HaKadosh Baruch Hu ele ma'ahava. Iov, Job, as Iov has his own sefer in Tanakh, one of the 24 books, the book of Iov, the book of Job. So when he served Hashem out of love, meaning that there are two primary modes of serving Hashem, as the Rambam sets forth. You have out of love and out of fear. And out of fear, which is not the proper way to serve Hashem, it may be a good madrega, halavai, we all should serve Hashem out of fear, but it's not the rutwi, the appropriate way to serve Hashem. So the Rambam, so what does Yira mean? Yira means either A, you're afraid to get punished, no one wants to go to Gehenna, so therefore you'll listen to Hashem because you don't want to get punished. That's certainly Yira. But even if you're serving Hashem to get the most reward, you know, you want to get points, you can do what you can to maximize your reward in Olam Haba, that's also serving Hashem out of Yira, because you're afraid you're going to miss out. As Rav Noach Weinberg used to say so poignantly, he says, if that's how you're serving Hashem, to get reward, so then you're just a mercenary. And if the devil could pay you more, you'd work for him instead. So that's why it's not appropriate to serve Hashem to get reward. Rather, the proper way to serve Hashem is out of love, out of having the relationship per se. Oseya emes, b'nei pishua emes, living in reality because it's reality, as the Rambam puts it. It is an expression of your love to Hashem. So here, what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus is saying is that Iov served Hashem out of love. How does he know? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Hein yiktaleni lo ayachel, which means something like, Iov is saying, even if Hashem takes my life, I still lo ayachel, I still look forward to, and I trust in, I look forward to my eternal relationship with Him in Olam Haba. Okay, so now that's straightforward enough. That's not a drasha. The reason why it's ambiguous is because the word lo could be with an aleph or a vav. Lo with an aleph means not, so it's a negative, meaning lo ayachel, if Hashem would kill me, I would not no longer have, you know, trust in Him, I wouldn't long to be with Him anymore. Or lo with a vav, to Him, ayachel, He's the one to whom I look forward to put my trust in. And it's ambiguous. And throughout Tanakh, you should know many times the word lo is means either or of those two things. And in fact, many times, including our very pasuk, it's written one way, like with a lamed aleph, lo, as it's written here in our pasuk. But actually, that's called the ksiv, how it's written. But the kri, the way it's pronounced, the way it's to be understood, is lo with a vav. So here, since the word lo is ambiguous, it could be read as, if he kills me, still I look forward to being with him, and I trust in him, lo to him. Or it could be lo, I don't no longer trust him, I don't look forward to being with him. So therefore it's ambiguous. And that's what he says here. It says, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus, V'adayin hadavar shakul, still the matter is unresolved. Shakul means like equally weighted, like on a scale, if you're trying to decide, you know, which piece of evidence tips the scales. So shakul means it's still balanced. So therefore it's uncertain which way to go. Lo ani mitzape, is it lo with a vav, to him I await? O eini mitzape, Or does the word lo mean like not? Lo with the aleph, in which case I don't look forward. Ayachel mitzapeh. I don't look forward and put my trust in him. So we don't know. And therefore, Talmud Lomar, we have a different pasuk which says, ad egva, until the moment I die, lo asir tu masimi meni. I will not lose my waver in my faith, my pure faith in God. The point is, until I die, I'm not going to change my loyalties. And if that's the case, so therefore, it can't be the pshat in the previous pasuk that if he kills me, I'll change my faith and I'm not going to be trusting him after all. No, I'm being consistent, which shows that the low before should be low with above, so to speak. And therefore, you see that Hashem, that even if he would get the ultimate punishment, so to speak, of being killed, yiktaleni, still lo ayachel, what I care about most is my eternal relationship with Hashem. That's an expression of service out of love. Okay. Melamed, so that teaches you, sheme ahava asa, that he served Hashem out of love. Period. Am Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the usual Rabbi Yeshua. He says, like he did back in Mishnah Beis, mi yigale afar me'enecha Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who will literally remove the dust from your eyes, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, meaning who will, essentially, who, if only you could, would that you could rise from the dead. Shahayisa Doresh Kol Yamecha, used to say your whole life, Shalo Avid Eov Esamakom Ela Meira, that the way in which Eov served Hashem was always an expression of Yira as opposed to Ava. Shineemar, based on the other pasuk, which we learn about when we learn about Eov in the beginning of the Sefer, it says Eov was an Ishtam V'yashar, he was a sincere, upright man. Yirei Elohim V'sar Meira, he was God-fearing, meaning Yira, he like is supposed to Ava, the Samira, and he steered clear of evil. So what motivated him to steer clear of evil and be an Ishtam V'yashar? That was, he was a Yirei Elohim. He served out of fear. So that's what Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said. V'halo, but look now, Yehoshua, this Yehoshua, meaning Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hyrcanus, Talmid Talmidcha, the student of your student, a reference, according to Rashi, to Yisrael, that we're talking to now, he's a student of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is referred to as Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai's student back in Mishnah Beis, even though the truth is it was just actually one generation removed, but we're giving kind of cover to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, that calling Rabbi Akiva the, you know, the greatest of all time, was his student. So this student of a student, Rabbi Yeshua, Limed Shema Ahava Asa, he taught, he proved from the drasha here, from the drashas, the psukim, that Eov served Hashem out of love.